3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Stand Up for News. We are stand-up comics, and we tell the news. They're just jokes, everybody. That's our disclaimer. So we don't get in trouble for misleading information. I'm Mac James. I'm James Esterline. And I have two guest comics, stand-up comics. I have Trey Carr here. Say hello, Trey.
Hey, how doing?
And I have Guy Dudley here. Say hello.
Hello. Do I have to talk that loud, or can I just...
No, this is me on the radio, you guys. You talk any way you want. And we got Bobby, our producer, here. Welcome back, everybody, to Stand Up for News. All right. So I'm going to start out to my left. You can't tell because I'm on the radio, but this is Guy Dudley. Tell us, when did you start out stand-up comedy? How long have you been doing it for?
Started in Montreal 7 years ago, but a kind of on and off type thing because I was still enjoying life at that point. And,
how old are you now?
28.
28. All right, you're still young. I'm 46, you know. So I started real late.
you're like 93 in comedy.
What was the club
years.
Up? Yeah, right. Where'd you start out at? What was like the club or the mic?
Mick something's. McDonald's. Yeah, exactly.
McDonald's?
Burger King, but I'm trying to...
We can't use their real name.
Yeah, exactly.
How'd that set go?
Terrible.
Terrible?
My girlfriend was there, and she was trying to like pretend to be supportive because we were fighting at the time.
Oh.
And so I just spent 5 minutes screaming at her for leaving me broke and destitute.
And nobody laughed at that? Sounds hilarious, right?
Yeah, apparently it was confusing.
At McDonald's of all places?
Yeah, exactly.
I would still like to see
just
that.
Just screaming at my girlfriend at McDonald's like I'm a comic now.
McDowell's.
And let me get a
Big you get the Happy Meal, but not the toy. I get the toy.
It was really like that. It was something like that.
Get the kid a Happy Meal.
I can't even afford a Happy Meal no more.
So did you record it? Can I watch this video?
I didn't.
Most comics do like what I did, and I bring like 10 people, and they all laugh. So I thought I was good. And then I went out by myself, and I didn't do so great.
Yeah, I brought 10 people that hated me, so
it took a while. It took a few minutes. Learned how to write. Okay, and then... you got any plugs right now? You got any shows booked now that you're down here?
Just come to a random open mic and I'll be there towards the end.
You said you came from Georgia, you told me
that. Yeah, Columbus.
So you lived in Canada first, though?
I went to Montreal for college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then back to Georgia.
Gotcha.
For no reason.
Is there a lot of mics to do or shows to do in that area?
In Montreal?
In
Columbus.
Yeah, in the Columbus area, Georgia.
There was a couple. It was like, best it was like 3 a week, and you had to drive like an hour.
Did you head to like Atlanta area? Or
I never really went to Atlanta.
So I don't know if you know Trey Diesel. He's from Atlanta. He's super funny. You know him?
No, it's just a funny name. It sounds like a...
Trey Diesel.
Yeah, it's like a kind of Buck Angel.
We got Trey Carr. Are you a Diesel bud?
Yeah, man.
All right, well, I want to hear your story. You said you've only been doing it a couple months, but you've already have some accolades to your set. So tell me, where was your first mic at?
First mic was at Divine Brewery off of Alt 19 in, I guess I'd call it Palm Harbor.
It's Matt Fernandez's room.
Matt Fernandez.
I like his
stuff.
That's
a Matt Fernandez room. Matt, bless you, brother. He was the first one to put me on.
Awesome. I've always done good there. I love that room.
I stayed there. I did my first probably 4 sets there. And I just realized that I couldn't come back to the same place and tell the same jokes every week.
Right.
Because it's the same crowd on Wednesday nights.
Same comics, so, same locals.
Same comics, same everything. So,
how'd the first set go, though?
First set went well.
Good.
I'd say my best set was probably my 3rd or 4th. I'm at about 55 minutes on stage total between all the 5 and 10 minute mics I've done. So
you know you're funny, natural talent, and then someone invites you onto a podcast?
Yeah.
They noticed you're funny and got you.
For all you comedy guys out there, if you know who Ryan Sickler is, very great man. He's one of my idols as far as the comedy goes. And I was blessed enough. I heard his podcast one day, and it said, if you have a story that has to be told, email in. And I'm literally sitting there at my first minute, my first 5 minutes at Divine, and Matt walks by, and I had just gotten an email, and it was from Ryan Sickler. And I said, is this real? And he said, it looks to be. So, yeah, sure enough, I recorded the Honeydew with Y'all, which is his Patreon show.
Have you watched it?
No, I don't know this guy.
Yeah,
I've never heard of it. I thought he was homeless until 5 minutes ago.
Have you heard about that Sickler show?
No, I don't know anybody
here. Podcast?
I just moved here a month ago.
Yeah, I listen to a lot.
He sounds like a cool guy.
I don't watch podcasts. That's why I was
wondering if you heard of it. Nothing but comedy
Bobby
podcasts.
Watches, though, that's...
Yeah. That's all. It's about all I listen to is comedy podcasts. So, yeah, I got on there. Just been doing the open mics with Guy and a few others. Met you, last week.
We had fun.
Yeah,
we had a great show.
Great time.
Robin Savage hosts a show.
At Smoke District.
Yeah. It's Smoke District. Is it going to be weekly, though? Because that room is really cool. Every chair and seat is a luxury leather couch.
Yeah,
comfy chairs. Beautiful
very,
room.
Very comfy chairs.
Were you the one that sat down in the chair on
Full
the stage
too.
During the middle of your act?
Yeah, I don't think we can.
You're like, all right, fine.
I don't think we can do that joke on the radio, but we can get around it. They have very comfortable black leather chairs, and you can make the jokes yourself.
So our co-host, Russell Mania, get better. He's not here today, so we're going to move on the news with our own stuff, and then we're going to have to not do his segment. Scott Patrick, get well soon as well. He's our writer and our man on the street. He won't be calling in today either. Not feeling good enough. Everybody pray for him. He's got a little thing going on. And then Chris isn't here. He's out getting people to register to vote. That's his new job. Sounds lame to me. Sounds lamer than doing stand-up for news. All right, well, last week, Delta flight from Atlanta to L.A., the plane blows tires there. I can't even read my own writing. Blows tires on the runway. Both of them. All three of them, I guess. Well, the tires did buy the plane dinner and a show.
Nice.
Did you bring some stuff with you about the news?
Yeah.
Did you bring a news story?
I did not bring a news story. I was not aware.
Yeah, read that one. This is fun.
All right. An 89-year-old farmer gets 18 years for murdering his wife in 1984 and throwing her body in the septic tank discovered recently by the new owners. He always did treat her like crap.
Oh.
Oh. That's a danger.
These are dark. Some of them are dark. Here, you read this one.
I got some.
Oh, go ahead with your own. I'll read this one next.
WNBA star Brittany Griner is still in Russian prison. Human rights advocates are concerned that she's being held mostly in isolation and only has 1 hour a day to miss layups.
Rescued from an abusive trapper selling exotic animals on the black market, two monkeys were seen hugging each other when they were given a new home, and the video has gone viral. I saw it last week. It's always better to hug your monkey than to spank your monkey. Abusive trappers. Here you go, bud. You get that one, Trey.
All right. July 24th, a woman in England finds a dead body in her rental car trunk after a week of smelling something odd. She was quoted to say she thought the smell was just her upper lip.
Her upper lip. All right, go ahead there, guy.
Indian politician drinks water from holy river and has to be hospitalized. Doctors were panicked after he grew more than 8 arms.
A 5-year-old little girl dies yesterday after being bit, this is a true story, by a poisonous snake while playing hide-and-go-seek in London. Now, the bad part about it also was that she was it. So they still can't find like 10 other kids right now, I guess. Here, try that one.
Alright, we got one. Russia strikes Ukraine port of Odessa hours after signing a grain export deal. I tried to watch the video, but it was kind of grainy.
Jesus.
Go ahead, guy.
Gavin Newsom signs California gun bill modeled after Texas abortion law. The new bill is no guns, but you can make a coat hanger any shape you want.
I invested a lot of money in coat hanger stock. But not the plastic ones,
yeah,
by the way.
You gotta be careful.
They break. You gotta use the metal ones.
You accidentally go long on plastic coat hangers. You're like, what am I supposed to do with these?
My charts look like this right now. They're going straight up, too.
They look kind of like a coat hanger.
The past few weeks, actually. Their stock's about to split.
Sesame Street Parade characters seen in videos on social media last week shunning, slapping, and knocking down African-American toddlers. Have you seen these videos, you guys? This is crazy.
No. Yeah.
I am never watching Sesame Street again. I'm going to stick with Blue's Clues from now on, you guys. That used to be my favorite show, too. You could tell I watch Sesame Street still. Unless she turns into a racist little bitch, too. I did hear some dogs are racist. Hey, I can say bitch because it's a female dog. You've seen Blue's Clues. It's okay to say that on the radio. All right, here you go, bud.
Freddie, a polar bear was rescued when its tongue was stuck in a can for days. Once I get my tongue stuck in a beaker's can for days, one a bear's can for days, one. Well, I can't.
Read let me try this one. Hey, last Friday, a polar bear was rescued when its tongue was stuck in a can for days. Now, that's funny. Once I got my tongue stuck in a bear's can for days, once too.
Oh, that's where you're going with that one.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
You got one, right?
I used to know a lady. We called her Cans for Days.
Jump in anytime.
Florida cop charged with battery after grabbing female officer by the throat. His attorney has claimed that it seemed like she'd be into that sort of thing, what with the handcuffs and such.
Yikes. Here you go. Try that one.
A direct hit of radiation from the sun has formed a solar storm around planet Earth.
That happened last week.
I just hope it doesn't wind up burning your anus.
Go ahead, guy.
Yeah.
Rare case of polio prompts alarm in New York. No big deal, says man whose commute is mostly downhill.
A woman lay dead on a sofa in her apartment for 2 years, forgotten by the landlords. Was found on Friday, they said. I saw the deceased photo. Trust me, she had one of those faces that was easy to forget. Okay. A 24-year-old bully was seen on a viral video in England throwing an autistic 8-year-old boy into a dustbin, whatever that is, as a joke, you know. He's a bully. When he got busted, he said, all that we are is dust in a bin. Dust in a bin. All we are is dust in a bin. All right, here you go. They're not all winners, you guys.
I don't know why you're not giving him the bad ones.
I think that's
his role here. Is
I know.
You didn't write any jokes.
I usually do that.
You read it in your head. You go, this isn't going to work here.
Yeah. But it's, I give him a bad one. This is a bad one.
I got a few for you right now.
I don't think I have any more good ones.
There's a terrible one. The World Health Organization declares monkeypox.
No, you got to say who.
The WHO.
Who?
WHO. The WHO declares monkeypox a global outbreak emergency last week. All that band knows about monkeys is how to throw their own poop.
Doesn't make any sense. The WHO? Those guys are a pretty good band, actually.
Global lost luggage crisis mounts. It's a mess, and I've never seen anything like it, says disgruntled passenger who's never seen my butthole.
Here you go, bud. Don't forget, there's more on the back on that one.
Okay. There was a baby thrown to his death last week by monkeys after they snatched him from his father's arms. I didn't know they were even still touring, but I do say don't take babies to concerts.
Got a lot of band jokes in there. Even like
the monkeys.
It's a theme. You started looking up bad bands from the 80s.
But I always do say don't take babies to concerts, you know. The monkeys are pretty good. Here we come. All right. A paralegal breaks his legs and his neck last weekend at a weekend, the guy, concert. Yeah, he fell 40 feet from an escalator. They said everything was cool at first, but things quickly escalated.
Did you write a lot of these?
Paralegal? Now he needs a pair of legs. Yeah, I wrote them all.
Did you write a lot of these while just listening to music, like kind of randomly?
These are real stories I found.
It's like Joe Cocker, I wonder.
And then we stand up for the news. You know? We're standing up for the news. You can't watch regular news and get this kind of stuff. Because it's not like the news can stand up for itself, you know. Because the news was born without legs, and it's in a wheelchair all the time. It's probably born in a wheelchair because his mom didn't have legs either, you know. So it's born in a wheelchair, and it's in a wheelchair. Who's going to stand up for the news? We are, you know.
I'm inspired right now.
You got another story for us, I heard.
If this chair wasn't so comfortable, I'd be hyped.
Yeah. Read another one.
Vince McMahon retires from WWE amid misconduct allegations. A former employee came forward with claims that McMahon had repeatedly hit her in the back of the head with a folding chair.
Poor Vince.
Yeah.
Kicked out of his own company. Mm-hmm.
Dan Palmer was arrested and mysteriously dies in custody after his sister awoke from a coma and implicated him as the assailant, putting her in a coma.
Did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Were you talking about something like that the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the story?
Oh, yeah. the brother did it and she woke up?
Yeah.
She said later, she always gets away with everything, Mom.
He always gets away with everything, Mom.
He put me in a coma.
That's got to be scary.
He's dead now. He mysteriously died.
It's got to be scary. Is he really?
That's what the story is
supposed to be. The news. No one's going to trust us if we're just saying things.
It's not. We're not supposed to. They're jokes. Yeah. We got to have a disclaimer because of what happened before with the Scientology thing. I think. Yeah, it's a conspiracy. Dude, this show is a dumpster fire. We come in here after Don Reese's miracle story and we do this.
I do want to know whose house we're in right now.
The owner lives right next to in the, that's her office here. I don't know if I should
do you think
this.
Wait. I was thinking about this the other night. If you tried to kill your sister and she was in a coma, you think you could pull that off, like, acting-wise? Like, you just at the hospital, like, oh, she wouldn't want to live like this. She's she's not even at the hospital yet.
You just got to take her off the support.
Yeah. I think we got to unplug her. She's getting wheeled into the room.
What's this button do?
She's like, I'm fine. Why are you unplugged? What do you mean unplug me?
The whole family.
I need you to put her on life support and unplug her.
The whole family is crying, and you're just covered in blood. You're like, I don't know what happened.
Do you guys know who Tony Dow is?
Tony Dow.
Wally from Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, yeah.
Well, last week, Tommy Chong told us a story about him and George Harrison smoking a doobie with Wally at a party. But Wally passed away today, you guys.
It's sad.
Yeah, he won't be giving Beave the business anymore. Nope. Rest in peace, Wally. Hey, Wally hit the wall. Let's just say that. Yeah, that's a good story, though, man. Well, that's sad. I used to watch that when I was little. Here you go. This is old news but good news.
Oldie but goodie.
And we're going to do some old jokes from back in the day from our past videos that all got deleted off of YouTube thanks to some crazy Scientology stuff or something.
Yeah.
Or some crazy diva that walked off the show. We had a lot of these things happen.
Maybe you shouldn't have angered the drama.
The radio gods are mad at me.
The drama you told me about before we started. Oh, man.
Our listener knows, and the fan. She came to my bar one time because she heard the show. So I have one fan that I know of. She knows the story. So we don't need to repeat it. Her name's Ann. She's this bald lesbian black chick. She was singing Honky Jacks to me. I wrote this thing about Cracker Jacks. They don't call it that because it's racist. They call it Honky Jacks. Mm-hmm. Honky Jacks, honky. She was singing the song. They're a great snack. They're Honky Jacks. Honky Jacks, Honky Jacks. It's better than crack. It's Honky Jacks. We were sponsored by Honky Jacks, so we got to do that.
I'm hungry. I mean, that works for me.
All right, read that one. See if that one's funny.
A 71-year-old woman was gored by a bison at Yellowstone National Park on Wednesday.
Mm.
If my son was bi, I wouldn't care if he gored a 71-year-old woman at a park.
A tourist in Egypt is attacked by a shark at the beach last week. The shark bit off her leg and her arm. Those swimming lessons sure cost her an arm and a leg. And she never got to walk like an Egyptian. That's sad. All right. You got any more? Or I'll hand you one of these.
I got some bad ones left.
Go ahead.
Justice Department will investigate claims of environmental racism after multiple reports of a cloud that looked a little too Chinese.
Speaking of Chinese, your writing looks like Chinese.
Yeah, what is that?
It's like hieroglyphics. Speaking of Egyptian, it's some hieroglyphics.
What the hell did you write?
I read a study once that smart people write messed up.
So that's what you aspire to?
So you're like,
if I can prove that I can write bad, then that means I'm smart.
I just punched a brick wall a million times. I was like, no one will know how stupid I am.
A 10-inch knife was found in a baby's car seat at Boston Airport. When asked why, the baby said it was time to cut the cord.
Oh, I read this one last week. It was a couple weeks ago. I can't give you that one, but I want Guy to read one of these ones.
All right,
here you go.
Flights were halted after a plane skidded off the runway during its landing. The passengers and the plane both had skid marks. I mean, the runway had skid marks. The plane wasn't. Okay, who works?
I don't know what I wrote. I was probably intoxicated. Hey, I've been sober for... tomorrow will be 3 weeks straight.
No alcohol. I'm sober for seven
crazy,
minutes.
Right?
Oh, alcohol.
Three weeks? No beer. No booze. Mm. No anything. Yeah. Cool. Trying to set our new record for myself.
Good for you.
It's going to take a minute, though. All right, go ahead, bud. Thanks. It's really not my fault, but this chick I know I've been with for 20 years, she's like, she doesn't think it's cool to get wasted all the time.
There's those pills you could take, so every time you drink, you just, like, die. Or, like, you get really sick. It's kind of like the fingernail biting
polish.
Which one's
going to happen? Both? Am I going to get sick and die?
It's heroin. You just take the heroin.
She wouldn't probably. It's just trading one for another.
What is this word?
Sunday?
No, underneath Sunday. That's written on a slant.
Oh, freak. Come on. You're not supposed to read the joke until it's your turn.
I just looked down and didn't. I saw his hieroglyphic.
Canceled. Don't even read that part. I don't think you need to. But whatever.
Several people.
Canceled is the word.
In a shooting at a shopping center in Copenhagen Sunday. Harry Styles even canceled his concert after the shooting at the mall. They, however, did have some sales that were to die for.
There you go.
Feds searched the home of Donald Trump's Justice Department official who helped push his false election fraud claims. They found some Viagra while searching, so they did find evidence of his false election fraud claims. I tried to be sneaky with that one. I don't know why.
In England, a mourner who was at a wake, he got mad and smashed his cocktail glasses into some guy's eyes. And now he's going to spend 8 years in prison. They sentenced him. Those weren't his prescription, silly. Those weren't his. Let's see if I can give you one of these. There you go. That's a pretty good one. I think it is.
Several bars closed last month, leaving only 21 lesbian bars in the nation. Don't worry, ladies, there's still a lot of plenty of places just to eat out. Dude, I gotta redo that
you
one.
Gotta straighten
I gotta redo
up,
that one. I gotta redo that one. I'm hitting it before. Several bars closed last month, leaving only 21 lesbian bars in the nation. Don't worry, ladies. There's still plenty of places to eat out. Bam.
A box of human heads was stolen off a truck delivering them to a lab in Denver. The prime suspect as of now is Bill Clinton. Didn't you get enough head, Bill?
Oldies but goodies. Here you go. I'm not reading that.
That's on you. Shelbyville, Indiana. Fishermen catch a catfish with a large sex toy in its stomach. They found its original owner, and they said, surprisingly, it smells the same.
A pregnant woman was beaten in broad daylight with a wrench by a man July 8th. When arrested, he said, quote, it's her own fault. I told her to hand me a 5/8. Oh, here, this is silly.
Oh, yeah. The Chicago 4th of July shooter's family has acquired R. Kelly's attorney to defend their son.
Oh, yeah.
R. Kelly was pissed.
All right, now read it.
Russia agrees to let Ukraine ship grain, easing world food shortage. Negotiations are still ongoing regarding my shortage of cute blonde women who don't speak English.
You should have read that before I read mine. I tried to watch the video, but it was kind of grainy. Who's on the phone? You got a phone call?
You got someone wanting James.
Who is it?
This is last name Whitcomb.
Whitcomb? All right, well, I'll take the call then.
Good.
So, I'm calling to notify you that you are actually holding an illegal high school diploma that you didn't complete all the work to earn. We're going to be recalling that back to Byron Center High School.
Show of hands, be surprised.
It's my art teacher. Mr. Whitcomb. Hey, man, joke's on you. I never graduated high school.
Well, that explains why I got this. This is not valid notice in the mail.
Are you serious? You're messing with me, right? In Michigan?
I'm in Michigan.
Oh, thanks for calling, that's man.
That's just those 11.
In Michigan?
I'm in Michigan.
Oh, thanks for calling, man.
That just shows the level of desperation that I have to find my entertainment down
here. Hey, you do a radio show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to plug it down here in Florida?
Yeah, you can get Saturday morning, 7 to 9, Jethro.fm. You can tune in and find out what's going on in Saugatuck, Michigan.
Awesome. This is my art teacher, Mr. Adam Whitcomb, right? Yeah, I miss you, man. Thanks for calling in. We're going to wrap up the show, though, because we got 1.5 minutes left. So I'm going to tell you one more, I think, maybe. I don't know. Oh, you got one, right?
I got one.
All right, you finish the show. Hang in there and listen to this one, Adam.
A man dies on a New York City subway after his pants got stuck in the door and he was dragged to his death to the next stop. Riding the subway can be a real drag. Even though he didn't make it to work to do his presentation, he still beat the deadline.
You got one more?
I got one more.
All right, we're going to finish the show with a song after that. Go ahead.
Astronauts should not masturbate in zero gravity, says NASA scientist who coincidentally likes to breathe with his mouth open.
All right, that's our show today. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. We'll stand up for you. You can stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Thanks for clapping and singing with me, you guys.
Thank you.
Good times we're having here. Hey, you know how to turn this thing off, bud?
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.